The Premier League is back, which means the preview show is back. Here on this edition of the Chronicles of Aguna, we're going to be reacting to Mikel Arteta's latest press conference and looking ahead to our trip to Craven Cottage. Hello and welcome back to another live edition of the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by AMS Media. As ever, I'm your host, Harry Simeu. And on this evening's edition of the preview show, we're going to be looking ahead to Arsenal's trip to Craven Cottage. Of course, the Gunners take on Scott Parker's Fulham on the opening day of the season. We're going to be looking ahead to that. I'll be sharing with you guys my starting 11 and we'll be having a little bit of a look into what Mikel Arteta had to say in today's press conference. If you are just joining us, don't forget to smash that like button. It is very much appreciated, and subscribe to the channel if you're new. We are very close to hitting 8,000 subscribers, which is incredible when you think that I think it was just a couple of weeks ago we were talking, or maybe 3 weeks ago now, we were talking about hitting the 6k mark, and now we're closing in on 8. So if you haven't, if you're new, hit that button. It is very, very much appreciated. Right, let's start off by talking about Mikel Arteta's press conference today. The Spaniard faced the media ahead of this one, and he spoke about a variety of subjects, as you'd expect. There were a number of different questions, all relating to various different things. He did confirm that Sokratis and Luiz will be out. He confirmed that to the press today. The pair of them will not be available for this game at Fulham. Now, I'm not sure how much the Sokratis one has to do with him potentially leaving the club and joining Napoli in the very near future. But we've been hearing rumours, rumbles, reports of a David Luiz injury for quite a while now. It's been a few days where we've been hearing reports that actually he has suffered a problem, and he may be ruled out for a long period of time. So there was some talk of 3 months. I hope not. That would be horrible, given that he's become such an important member of this Arsenal backline. But we hope he's fit and ready sooner rather than later. But the fact that he's been left out kind of adds credence to those reports that actually the injury may be something we should actually be very, very concerned about. So despite having a number of centre-halves, too many centre-halves at the club, we're actually scraping the barrel again to lay out a team or a team that I guess me or you would feel comfortable with. Looking at some of the other points discussed, he was congratulated, of course, on his new job title. Of course, it was announced last night that Mikel Arteta is now the first team manager rather than the head coach. So Mikel Arteta taking on some additional responsibilities, clearly proven himself since he's come into the club, shown that, he can really make a difference to drive improvement in performance. And Arsenal clearly trust him and feel as though now is the time to give him that extra bit of responsibility now that they've seen what he can do. And of course, his good relationship with Edu would have been key in that. So congratulations to Mikel Arteta. He said it was nice to know that his work had been recognised by the club as well, which is always good. Always great to hear. He spoke about Gabriel and Willian. He said both have been training very, very well. He also said one is a very experienced Premier League campaigner, whereas the other one will still need time to adapt. That's absolutely right. Gabriel is going to need time to get up to speed. He's going to need time to adapt to the pace of the Premier League. It's a completely different animal to the French Ligue 1. And so we'll have to see how he gets on and whether he is deemed ready to start a game straight away or not. Let's see. In other news, he was asked, of course, about the Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang contract situation. You know, we had reports yesterday that he'd agreed a deal with the club, that was close to being done. He didn't officially confirm it, and Arsenal haven't officially confirmed it at the time of this stream, but we remain confident of that deal being done because Mikel Arteta seems very, very relaxed, as he has throughout the process, actually, to be fair to him. But when asked about it, he said the fans should be feeling very relaxed about it and he's very optimistic. Read between the lines, guys. It's done. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang is signing a 3-year contract extension with the Arsenal. He was also questioned about Emiliano Martinez. Didn't give anything away on that. Didn't give anything away with regards to whether or not the Argentine will be leaving Arsenal this summer during this transfer window. He was asked about the number one position. He said it's like any other position in the team where if you play well, you keep it. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see, won't it, with the team selection, what Mikel Arteta's thoughts are going into that Fulham game with regards to the goalkeeping situation at the Emirates. He also spoke a little bit about Alexander Lacazette, said that the player's seems very happy here. Of course, there were those rumours that the two were going to have showdown talks about his future. Yeah, it seems that there is nothing to worry about there. Alexander Lacazette buying into the Mikel Arteta project, as are a number of players at the moment, to be fair. Again, he was questioned about Matteo Guendouzi. That's not going away. He stuck to that same rhetoric, that same message that as long as Guendouzi trains well, et cetera, he will be in the side. So, that's pretty much the sort of main talking points from Mikel Arteta's press conference. Just thought I'd briefly update you on that, take you through what was said. If you want to read the full quotes and the full transcript, of course, that's available on Arsenal.com. So you'll be able to get a little bit more information on that as well. Right. Just finally, actually, he was asked about Houssem Aouar, and of course, he declined to comment on that. He said that I don't want to talk about other people's players, which is the right thing to do. And Mikel Arteta is clearly a man of principle, and I don't expect anything less. I didn't expect anything less. I thought that was exactly that was going to be exactly his sort of his stance on that. But of course, as all journalists do, they have to ask the right questions. They had to put it to him, given the speculation, given that Janino of Leon has confirmed that there are talks ongoing, or that talks have taken place about OR. You know, it may seem a little silly denying it, but at the end of the day, he doesn't want to open a can of worms. He doesn't want to get involved in conversations regarding other people's players. And I think that's right. And I respect that. Let's talk a little bit about sort of some of the transfer rumours that, you know, we have heard in the last sort of 24 hours or so before I go on to give you my starting 11 for the Fulham game and my prediction. It is a bit of a brief preview today just because of time constraints. And obviously the game is tomorrow morning. So, you know, we want to get straight into it. It will be a lot easier to look at Arsenal's affairs and delve into the ins and outs of the team once we've seen a game under our belts. We understand where everyone is in terms of their fitness levels, in terms of who's ready to feature, who's not. And, you know, it's all guesswork at this moment in time, isn't it? There's not been individual updates on everyone from Mikel Arteta. We've heard about a few players that have been asked about, but for the time being, there are still a lot of question marks around who's ready, how ready they are, how fit they are. And so we're going to have to wait and see. And we go into tomorrow's game in a little bit of a sort of unknown situation, because as I said, there are so many unanswered questions about this Arsenal team. And of course, we know that going into this game, it's not ideal. The circumstances aren't ideal. We haven't had a long time to turn around since the last season. This international break certainly hasn't helped anybody. Players coming in at different times, players having to go into quarantine. You know, there's so much to consider. But let's just quickly touch on that Emi Martinez stuff, because obviously last night there were reports that a deal, well, Arsenal were willing to sell him to Aston Villa for £20 million. Now, you know, £20 million, is that a reasonable figure for Emi Martinez? I think it probably is. I've got to be honest. Taking into consideration the current market, taking into consideration that prior to this sort of period in which he's impressed, Emi Martinez hasn't been a regular for Arsenal, despite being at the club for 10 years. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Stylistically, I prefer Martinez to Leno because I like the way he commands his area. I like the way he comes and gathers things. I think he's a real calming presence. And for me, that is so, so important in a goalkeeper. But by the same token, you know, you can understand why in the club's view, having made such a significant investment in Bernd Leno when they did, take it into consideration that Bernd Leno didn't do an awful lot wrong before he was injured, you can kind of get why in the eyes of some and maybe in the eyes of Mikel Arteta, Bernd Leno would still be the number one and hasn't done anything, as I said, to warrant losing that spot. So let's see what's going to happen with that. But you know, Mikel Arteta remained tight-lipped about that. He didn't say, that Martinez is going. He didn't say that he's not going. He's very much sort of left that open for interpretation. And I think, you know, as I've said, sort of on a recent show, if Martinez is selected tomorrow, then that will give him the confidence that if he does perform, he has a chance. He has a shout. He's in with a say. He could be the club's number one. And that's ultimately what Emi Martinez wants. He wants to be Arsenal's number one goalkeeper. His preference is very much to stay at the Emirates Stadium, but he also really wants to be a number one. Understandably so. He's at that point in his career. But, you know, if you don't play Martinez tomorrow, if Arteta chooses to go back to Leno, despite Martinez doing nothing wrong, that kind of sets the wrong precedent for me. It tells Emi Martinez that actually it doesn't really matter what you do, because when Bernd Leno's fit, I regard Bernd Leno as my number one. And that could be sort of, you know, key in the future of Emi Martinez. Will he get a shot? If he gets to start tomorrow, maybe he'll feel like actually Mikel Arteta is picking this team based on, based on performances, based on sort of merit alone, and therefore I will stay here and I'll fight for this place. Has he got the stomach for the fight? We'll have to see. But if, of course, as I've said, Bernd Leno comes straight back into the team tomorrow, that to me suggests that in Mikel Arteta's eyes, Bernd Leno is the number one, in which case Emi Martinez will probably be right to seek a move away. I've got to be honest. Talking about another link that I just want to dismiss straight away, because this has been doing the rounds for the last 24 hours or so, and that is Arsenal being linked with Stefan El Shaarawy, former Monaco, Milan, Roma man, plays his football in China, I think, at the moment. Not having any of that. Arsenal are not in the market for another wide forward or winger, whatever you want to call him. Arsenal are not actively looking for that type of player. Arsenal are, however, active in the transfer market still. And Mikel Arteta confirmed that today during that press conference, so that we can still keep some confidence that, you know, we are actively trying to do deals. We're actively trying to bring people in, you know, for this new season. But yeah, you know, a wide man, a winger, Stefan El Shaarawy, he's not on the radar. So ignore that, dismiss that. I think that's a nonsense rumour. And yeah, get rid of it. Kick it out. Right, let's move on to looking ahead a little bit more closely at tomorrow's game. And I'm going to share with you guys my starting 11. I want to hear what you guys have to say. Get your starting 11s in the comments as well. Get your questions in as well, because I'll be coming to a few of those once I finish this little section as well. So we'll have a look at that as well between now and the end of the stream. But as I've been speaking about the goalkeeping position in quite a lot of detail, you can gauge probably from what I said that I feel like Emi Martinez deserves to start. I really do. I feel like he deserves his place. Whether there are plans or not to move him on if a certain valuation is met, it is, you know, it doesn't make a difference to me. I think he warrants that place. He deserves that place. He's been a real calming influence on this Arsenal defence, and I want to see him continue in between the sticks for Arsenal. So Emi Martinez would be my goalkeeper for tomorrow's trip to Fulham. Back three, this is difficult because we know that Socrates is out. Not that he was going to start, but David Luiz would have certainly started. And we know that he's out too. So what does that mean for the defence? Does it see a reshuffle? David Luiz, of course, normally the central one of that three. What happens now? How do we go about sort of plugging that hole? Well, I've gone with a back three of Rob Holding. I feel like Rob Holding was close to leaving the club during this transfer window. But of course, given the injury to David Luiz, which I feel like Arsenal have known about for a few days now, we've certainly been hearing rumours for the last few days. I think Arsenal have probably been reluctant to let Rob Holding go on that basis. Rob Holding is, I don't think he's one of Mikel Arteta's first choices. I actually think Shkodran Mustafi's probably ahead of him in the pecking order, but of course he's not fit. Given that we'd be looking at Saliba and Gabriel, who neither have played a competitive game for Arsenal yet, I feel like Rob Holding is in a good position to start. I would probably start him. I'm not his biggest fan, but I feel like it would be beneficial to start him tomorrow, given the absentees that we currently have. And alongside him, I think you've got to go with one of Gabriel or Saliba. I'm going to go with William Saliba because I feel like he's been with the team a little bit longer. Obviously, he's had some extra training sessions. Gabriel joined quite a bit later on. Gabriel having to deal with quarantine issues as well. So for me, William Saliba would start in the heart of that defence as well, alongside Kieran Tierney. Now, I know a lot of people hoped that Kieran Tierney would move back to his left wing back position, which many say is, and we believe is his best position. But given sort of the absentees, given that Luiz is out, that Pablo Mari is out, that Gabriel is still very, very fresh at Arsenal, I feel like it would be sensible to leave Kieran Tierney in a position that he's proven he can play in the last couple of months or so when called upon. So my back three would be Holding, Saliba and Tierney. Of course, I caveat that with had David Luiz been fit, he would have definitely been in there, probably ahead of Saliba for me, just based on sort of my kind of predictions. Wing back roles, Hector Bellerin starts on the right for me. Don't think there's any question about that. Looked very, very good in the Community Shield against Liverpool. Had a bit of a dodgy start, but recovered from that and turned in one of his better performances in recent times. I feel like we're starting to see glimpses of the old Hector Bellerin, which is very, very encouraging. And so he would be at right wing back for me. At left wing back, Ainsley Maitland-Niles. Arsenal are going to be in a situation tomorrow where they will expect to have a lot of the ball. I expect them to control the tempo of the game, in which case you will see Ainsley Maitland-Niles step into that midfield and join the play, and then Tierney shifting over to the left and Arsenal moving into this almost back four. Arsenal have been doing that under Mikel Arteta. The system is very fluid. The system constantly changes. It's very, very interchangeable. And Ainsley Maitland-Niles gives you that additional flexibility. Add to that that he's right-footed, and so stepping in field would be easier for him on his stronger foot. I think that makes the most sense. Plus, he's been fucking brilliant of late. Why would you leave him out? So Ainsley Maitland-Niles left wing-back for me. Heart of the midfield, Granit Xhaka comes in for me. Brilliant player. Proven his worth in recent months, despite having a really difficult start to the season. There was that whole incident against Crystal Palace, under Unai Emery. Bounced back from that, to his credit. Granit Xhaka, he's been excellent since, and I look forward to seeing him develop further this coming season. So he starts in the middle of the park for me, alongside Dani Ceballos, who has returned from Real Madrid on loan for another season. Now, my heart wants Dani Ceballos to play. I would pick him, providing that he is fit enough, of course. But I wouldn't be surprised if Mohamed Elneny came into the side, just because we're not 100% sure on Dani Ceballos' condition. Obviously, he hasn't been back with the team for a while. It's only been a little bit. I know that, he knows the Mikel Arteta way, having been there throughout the course of last season. So that could work in his advantage. And I would pick him, but I wouldn't be surprised if Elneny plays. And, when I'm talking about this, I am you know, when I'm talking about this, I'm very open to the fact that there are going to be some shock selections. There are going to be some surprises because, as I said, we don't know how fit people are. We don't know how ready certain individuals are. We've got to wait and see. And Mikel Arteta will be in a far better position to assess how those players are doing rather than we are. So that's my midfield, Ceballos and Xhaka. But as I keep saying, as I keep on saying, I wouldn't be surprised to see any or sort of lots of variations to that. You know, who knows? It's so hard to predict that first team of the season. On the left-hand side of our front three, I go with Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. You know, it's a no-brainer. He's been excellent there of late. The statistics prove that he's actually been more effective on the left than he has through the middle. And so I would continue to play him there. On the right-hand side, again, providing he's ready, providing he's fit, providing he's sharp, I would go with Nicolas Pepe, and Alexander Lacazette would lead the line for me there. So that would be my Arsenal side, just to run through one more time. Emi Martinez in goal, holding Saliba, Tierney, Bellerin, Maitland-Niles, Ceballos, Xhaka, Pepe, Aubameyang and Lacazette. That is my Arsenal side for the trip to Fulham. Guys, if you haven't already, smash that like button. There's over 200 of you watching us live at the moment, so feel free to smash the like button if you haven't already. I think there's around about 32 likes. We could do a lot better than that. Hit the like button. Let's take that up as far as we possibly can. Subscribe to the channel if you are new. Just having a look at some of you guys' starting lineups. A few of you asking if Willian will start. I'm not sure. If I'm honest, I probably wouldn't select him just yet. Not in the starting 11 anyway. But of course, it's the first game of the season. There are going to be fitness issues. I very much expect substitutes to play a key part in this game. Substitutes to influence this game. And Willian is certainly somebody who can do that. Mikel Arteta, as I said earlier on, has spoken about how sharp and how good he's looked in training. So I wouldn't be surprised if he starts. But I don't think he will be in the starting 11. In terms of a prediction, well, I'm going to go with a narrow Arsenal victory. I'm going to go with that famous old scoreline, 1-0 to the Arsenal. I feel like Arsenal will, you know, whilst I expect us to control the game, the onus is on us to control the game playing against the newly promoted side. I think we can defend well. I think the system has shown that regardless of who the personnel is, actually, we've become a lot tighter defensively. He says we'll probably concede 3 or 4 now. But I feel like if we can defend right, we always have a chance of nicking it at the other end. We've got some excellent players in those attacking positions, and I look forward to seeing them in full flow once again. Right, that brings me to the end of the first preview show of this season. Just a brief one. As I say, wanted to do this a little bit earlier, but of course, work, as it does, sometimes gets in the way. Instead, we'll be bringing you a more in-depth analysis of the game after it's taken place. So come and join us on Sunday evening, where we'll be bringing you that. And on Tuesday, just to let you guys know in advance, we will be joined by Adrian Clark once again. So make sure you've got your notifications turned on. That way you won't miss any live streams or any episodes. Smash the like button before I go, and enjoy your weekend. And fingers crossed we've got an Arsenal victory in the Premier League to celebrate. Football is back. Enjoy it, but also make sure you stay safe. Cheers.